Welcome to Rams 360. I hope you all had a relaxing bye week. It was much deserved for these players and coaches. They've had a long road stretch, and in fact, before they went across the pond, they stayed the week in Jacksonville, and it was there that they made their preparations for the game in London against the Cardinals.
Last year, you spent this week in London. Now it's in Jacksonville. How is it kind of different?
So far, it's been a lot better. After a big win, too. I mean, we lost the week before, and so we kind of needed this one, and we were able to get it. So, yeah, it's a great feeling going into this long trip.
It's been nice. It's been kind of like a mini training camp a little bit. You get to hang out with all the guys again.
Every decision that we make is geared towards what we feel like is best for our players in terms of how they're getting adjusted to the time zone is ultimately what went into staying here and then leaving on a Thursday.
Just for us to, you know, get focused and get used to Eastern time and then head over the pond, you know, it's going to be extremely beneficial for us. Arizona's going to come ready to play, but we also know about the struggles that they have to go through throughout the week.
When you're playing a guy like Adrian Peterson, does that kind of get you a little bit more amped up?
Well, he looked pretty good last week, yeah.
They picked up the running game with Ed and him. And, you know, we know we got it with this spec. We played him before, and we know with this spec we played Arizona. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game, and we're ready for it. So.
Getting after him, kind of be able to stop that ball and make them throw those known passing downs to where we don't have to guess if it's run or pass. We know it's pass, and we're able to rush.
I think we have been, you know, happy with where we are, but at the same time disappointed in some of the things that caused us to lose two of those games. And so, yeah, there's definitely that not being content and wanting more, and I think it's a great sign of a good team, and something that, you know, is good to see around here.
You know, we love a challenge. You know, we love to hear that this is a good running game. This is a divisional game. They know us. We know them. They don't like us very much. We don't like them very much, and it's going to be an all-out war.
Currently, we are at Top Golf in Jacksonville, Florida, out with the fellas. Getting ready to go to London, so we stayed in Florida extra couple days and just enjoying some downtime on our off day.
American Airlines, the official airline of the Los Angeles Rams.
Being able to spend the week in Jacksonville as a team gave the players a chance for some team bonding and some team chemistry. And with that came the realization that football players should probably just stick to football.
Currently, we are at Top Golf in Jacksonville, Florida. Out with the fellas, getting ready to go to London. So we stayed in Florida extra couple days, and just enjoying some downtime on our off day.
Let me show y'all how to hit this thing like Tiger Woods in his prime. I got you, Tiger.
Yeah, man, it's a day off, man, and we just out here, man, enjoying the day. Got a good win. It was just like a why not, you know? It was more like why not just chill here, enjoy the rest of the weekend, and get ready for London.
When you swing, that explosion come from the thighs. Thighs and hips.
This is probably my third time at Topgolf, and I'm 3-0. Well, I'm 2-0 so far. I'm good for 3-0. I don't know about Zay. Zay kind of nice. I'm not worried about Roe, but I'm for sure not worried about Kayvon Webster at all.
I think mine went to 185 on the first.
185? Where is that?
Hey, bro, I hit one way back there. Zay, you saw that.
Okay, I say Zay first. No, me first. Zay second, what? KP third.
Hey, first of all, this man fabricated right now. I done hit about four out there of the 200.
And I
seen him hit one ball and it only went to the 50. I do that on the regular.
Well, because we all from different areas in the world, different states. It's give us a chance to, you know, learn each other, have fun with each other, tell jokes. I'm the best golfer out here, though. Go check the scope.
The Rams went international, and the fans in the UK did not disappoint. Torrey Holt and Eric Dickerson joined a bunch of fans at a local London pub to bond over football, American football.
Good morning back in Southern California, and welcome across the pond to a pub we call the Barrel Boy in Banker. It's a Marco Farr. I'm J.B. Long, and it's a full house. The Rams colors on display. A couple of legends, Eric Dickerson and Torrey Holt, are on their way. A full complement of Los Angeles Rams cheerleaders are on hand. A tremendous showing. What's it like to take in this moment? Marco, just outstanding, man. I just love the passion for football, the NFL, especially Rams. I love walking into a place that's familiar. Feels like family in here. Lots of old jerseys, Kevin Carter, Marshall Faulk, and some new guys, Todd Gurley, Robert Quinn, still represented here. Just a real passion for the game, the sport, and for the Rams. Get a look.
UK Rams! UK Rams! Aussie to Scotland to America. Beautiful.
It has been so awesome. We got to watch inside while they were talking, he and Torrey Holt, and I just love how they like got the crowd going and with the little chants, and it's been fun. Everyone here has been so pleasant. Everyone here has been so nice, and especially everyone here at Barrow Boy and Banker has been really great.
Rock from the UK, baby.
I think it's awesome. I think it just goes to show you how, you know, obviously we got a huge fan base in the States. We also got a great, incredible fan base here in the UK, so it's awesome to be chopping it up with everybody.
Who's house? Rams house!
Who's house?
Rams house!
Who's house?
Rams house!
Well, I think when you walk around London and you see people in Eric Dickerson jerseys, there's a Torrey Holt Pro Bowl jersey here at the pub, and you see that these players who have been legends, how long these fans have been fans. It's great to see a Jared Goff jersey, a Todd Gurley jersey, but when you have a Torrey Holt Pro Bowl jersey, when you have an Eric Dickerson jersey, these fans have been 30, 40 years in the making, and it makes us proud to work for the Rams and have the chance to come talk to them up front.
Palmer's in the gun. He drops a throw. Robert Quinn around the edge. And Aaron Donald finishes him off.
Stay tuned for more Rams 360.
I'm from Ireland. I've been a Rams fan since about 2001, since the Super Bowl win. I had great fun last night. I got to meet Torrey Holt and the Barrow Boy and Baker. And I'm looking for the W today.
From LA originally. I've been out here in the UK now about 8 years. This is the second time I've come out here at Twickenham to watch my Rams play. Horns up, baby. We're going to win this. We got this.
14 years. It's been a long old time. Hopefully this week we get to get a win. Season going. Hopefully 5-2 for the bye week is what I'm hoping for. Fingers crossed this year will be the year. It's been a long time coming.
Live for the day, die tomorrow. All you got, every snap. These people here to see you, the playmakers. Show the world who the playmakers are.
Let's start with us. Lead our group today, man.
Let's go, Tree.
Let's ball today.
Hey, let's go.
Have our best day today, man. We put in the work. Let's do work today, man. Come on. Believe it.
Hey, let's go.
Believe it and achieve it, man. Come on. Here we go. LB's on three. 1, 2, 3.
LB's.
Palmer's in the gun. He drops a throw. Robert Quinn around the edge. And Aaron Donald finishes him off. Sets up for a 32-yarder out of the hold of Andy Lee from the right hash. It's a low snap, but the kick is away, and it is no good. Pulled wide left, and so the Cardinals come up empty on their opening drive. 10:04 to go, and the Rams will get the football. Four-man rush, including a safety. Goff dodges it, throws to Woods, complete at the 25, but he's covered immediately by Deion Buchanan at the 26. And the Rams will have to punt with 6:20 to go before the half.
Act like you got some now when they get into five wide stuff. Okay, when we're covering, act like you're gonna blitz. Play them inside.
Action his way. Palmer has to step up. He's crunched as he delivers. Three ball. LaMarcus Joyner makes a catch at midfield. LaMarcus Joyner returns to the lineup with an interception in London. 5:35 to go before the half. He gets the handoff. He dodges the tackler and works left. At the 20, he's got a stiff arm. 15 turns the corner. Todd Gurley going for the pylon. And he slips in. Touchdown, LA. How about Tavon Austin holding that edge?
Tavon Austin looked like one of those orange parking cones out there. Visual deterrent, just stay in the way. Todd Gurley doing the rest.
Inside give. Malcolm Brown. No, it's Goff who keeps it. And Goff goes crashing into the end zone. On the zone read, Jared Goff has his first rushing touchdown of 2017. And the Rams go up 3-score.
I'm about to shed a tear. Our offense looks so good. Boy, I'm about to shed a tear, man. We're getting first downs. We're scoring. Jared scoring. Psych! The game ain't over. It's 0-0 right now. Watch. See.
He's picked. Barron at the 39. Cuts inside the 30. And the second interception of the half of the Rams puts them in position to score again before the break.
Blood in the water, baby.
Snaps the gun. He throws down the line, near side cut. Shakes a tackle. Inside the 10. Boy. Inside the 5. Touchdown, LA! And this one's going in the books. 32-0 with less than 4 minutes to go in week 7. The Rams are going to take first place into the bye.
This year, the pressure is on for everybody being in on the same theme. So we chose Moana because the kids have loved it ever since it came out. It's something they watch all the time. Anytime somebody new comes over to the house, they want to show them Moana and talk to them about it. So,
Rams 360, connected by AT&T.
Halloween is a chance for you to put yourself in someone else's shoes and use a little bit of imagination. The holiday fell on the players' day off, so the players joined in on the spooky spirit.
My favorite Halloween costume probably would have been my Batman costume that I wore for 6 years straight.
My favorite Halloween costume? I was Superman when I was a little kid, and that was pretty cool because I had the big chest and all that, so that was pretty cool, Superman.
Halloween costume. I went as Stone Cold my rookie year. So I went out the night before for 6 hours trying to find something. I bought a leather vest and made it all on my own. So it was a process, but that's probably my best one.
I was a tree one year. I was all just got a brown like sweatsuit, had an afro that I painted green. I was just a tree and just stood there. So just like that.
I went as Stu from Holes.
Zero.
Nope, I didn't go zero. No, the dude with the do-rag.
Armpits.
Nope. I went as one of the dudes, one of the guys off of there with the do-rag. What's his name?
X-Ray.
No. You know a lot of the Holes. I know, dude. Squid. No, yes. I think it was Squid.
Webster reporting live on my Halloween outfit. Last year I was Tupac Shakur. This year you in for a real treat. I'm going to be Nino Brown.
My favorite Halloween costume would have to be a red Power Ranger. He's always my favorite.
My favorite Halloween costume ever, my mom actually hooked it up when I was in junior high. I was a penguin. Homemade, like super homemade, you could definitely tell, but it was really cool. I mean, had like flipper arms, had like a hat with a bill on it. I looked really legit, for sure. Homemade's the best way to go.
Well, we're at the house for Halloween. All the kids and adults are getting painted up and ready to go trick-or-treating. This year, the pressure is on for everybody being in on the same theme. So we chose Moana because the kids have loved it ever since it came out. It's something they watch all the time. Anytime somebody new comes over to the house, they want to show them Moana and talk to them about it. So we just thought the movie was something that obviously made a huge impact on the kids, and we enjoyed. And we thought it'd be a cool theme that we could fit into our family. Krista, our nanny, loves Halloween, and so does Melissa and my wife, and so we just decided, hey, you know what, why don't we make some costumes?
We tried to figure out how we were going to make Sarah Safidi. We just slowly started hot gluing this on one day, like one at a time.
Normally we just hit click on Pottery Barn and go with one of their selections, and so this was definitely out of our element.
They handmade all the costumes, and it's really turned out awesome.
I'm gonna go get some candy.
Going up against the Giants, what kind of problems do they present right now?
Yeah, you know, I think offensively, anytime that you play against a quarterback of Eli's caliber, he's won 2 world championships. You know, he's an excellent football player that has a great command of this game, and when he gets hot, it's scary.
Rams 360, presented by The Parking Spot.
Welcome back to Rams 360. The Rams are 5-2, and the New York Giants, their next opponent, are 1-6. But that does not mean you can take them lightly. Miles, when we talk about this team and the keys to victory for this game, you really, especially when you're going on the road, you can't take a team lightly. This is the National Football League. Everyone can win a game on any given day. And also, coming off that bye week, you got to make sure you keep up that momentum, even though you had a week off.
Yeah, you know what? Sean McVay said it this week. He noted that it's cliche, but it's still true. Any given Sunday, any team can beat another in the NFL. And when you're looking at the New York Football Giants, they do a really good job of penetrating on the defensive line. It's something that the Rams players have talked about all week long. But just in terms of that bye week, coming off the bye week, you want to make sure that you're not getting off to a slow start. That's something that some teams have trouble with all across the league. What I thought was interesting this week is that talking to a few of the guys in the locker room, specifically Roger Saffold and Jamon Brown, they said their Wednesday practice was one of the best that they've had this year. And so if you're sharp on Wednesday, I think that actually says something about how sharp you might be on Sunday.
Now, Trumaine Johnson said at that game in London against Arizona that he almost shed a tear because his offense is so good. Now, that being said, we've seen teams have success over the Giants because they've been able to control the clock. We want to see that happen on Sunday for that to lead to some success.
Yeah, control the ball and control the clock. I think that's going to be a big thing for the Rams on Sunday. What you have to do when you look at the Giants is look at how many snaps their defense has played. They're averaging 69 snaps on defense per game. That's the second most in the National Football League this year. And I think that's also why you see the Giants have allowed 63 points in the fourth quarter. Now, obviously you want to get out to a lead before that, but if you can control the ball and control the clock, fourth quarter, that's winning time. And if you can get points then, that means you're going to have a better chance of securing that victory.
A big part of controlling the ball means no turnovers. We can't give the Giants any sort of freebies, especially at home, because that's even harder when you're on the road.
It is. It definitely is, Danny. And when you look at it, you know, Jared Goff noted it this week. When the Rams have won the turnover margin, they're 5-0. And when they've lost, they're 0-2. So that, I think, tells you a lot about things. And Sean McVay says it all the time. Other than points, the biggest indicator of wins in the National Football League is turnovers. So if you can control the ball and you don't turn the ball over, that's something that they're definitely focused on this week with a good Giants secondary. We're not going to see our old friend Janoris Jenkins.
No Jackrabbit.
Yes, he was suspended for a violation of team rules, but you've still got talented guys in that secondary, like an Eli Apple, like Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, and Landon Collins. We saw him take one back for six against the Rams last year over there in London. So that's going to be a big key. No turnovers.
Well, you're talking about the Giants defense, but I want to talk about the Giants offense because it's led by a guy. You can't ever count out a Manning. I don't care which one it is. And this one's Eli Manning. Very talented, can run that offense. That's something that defense has a big challenge for this weekend.
Definitely. And when you're looking at Eli Manning, it starts with his durability. People around the league say this all the time. The biggest ability is availability. Eli Manning has started 206 consecutive games for the New York Giants, going all the way back to 2004. You even remember what you were doing in 2004? I don't really.
Seventh grade?
Yeah, it's been a really, really long time. So I think that's why Eli Manning, you can never count him out. He doesn't have his big receivers like Brandon Marshall, like Odell Beckham Jr. They're out to season-ending injuries, but still got some young guys over there that are pretty talented. Sterling Shepard is one of them. He has a chance to be back after an ankle injury that's kept him out the past couple of games. And Evan Engram, he's a tight end out of Ole Miss, was their first round pick for the Giants this year. Talented guy. He's got 3 touchdowns so far this year. He's got to be a guy that the Rams stop.
Well, the Rams have been road warriors so far this season. Let's see if they can keep it up. If you're not headed out to New York, you can catch the game right here on West Coast time at 10 a.m. Kickoff is on Fox. Enjoy the game.
Sean, it's the halfway point of the season, and there's a lot of talks from television and on the radio that have already put you guys in the NFC Championship game. They made you a playoff contender, maybe a Super Bowl contender. Do you like that kind of talk, and does the team listen to it?
One of the things you realize about this league is that it's one day at a time, one game at a time, and if you don't take that mindset and mentality, you get humbled very quickly.
You guys have had great success on the road. That road warrior mentality, something that you think everyone's bought into it?
Yeah, I think we enjoy playing on the road. I don't know why or what it is, but you know that you know, we're all we got, we all need type of thing is part of our mantra, and it's definitely not a disadvantage for us, we don't think.
It doesn't really matter where you play. You know, you have to line up and play.
It's good to play away, just to get a different atmosphere, and to win on the road shows what type of team we have, and just keep trying to stack up wins. That's the goal.
Going up against the Giants, what kind of problems do they present right now?
Yeah, you know, I think offensively, anytime that you play against a quarterback of Eli's caliber, he's won two world championships. You know, he's an excellent football player that has a great command of this game, and when he gets hot, it's scary.
They got Eli, first of all. They got great players, great coaches, so you got to be cautious of teams like this.
Eli Manning is over there still, man. You know, future Hall of Famer. It's going to be a tough matchup for us, but we should just go in there with the same mindset and just go out there and play our ball.
You know, they're capable of winning any and every week, and, you know, that's what's so great about the league. You know, any given Sunday, you know, a team can sneak up on you and beat you, you know, if you're not prepared and you don't come in with the right mindset to get the job done.
We've still got 9 games left for sure, and right now we're focused on our 8th game, and that's really all there is to it for us.